This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not just no, but heck no. That was Apple CEO Tim Cook's response early this morning to a federal court order requiring Apple to help the FBI get into an iPhone used by the San Bernardino shooters last year. Cook said in a letter to Apple customers that while he and the company were shocked by the attacks, quote, "We oppose this order, which has implications far beyond the legal case at hand," end quote. There's also a business case here. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. We called her up to talk this whole thing over. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So give me real quick what it is that the court wants Apple to do here.
Right. So the short version is they've got this iPhone and they can't unlock it. They don't know the passcode. And if you enter the wrong passcode too many times on a phone, it will lock up and erase all the data. That is a security feature when a phone is stolen. What they want Apple to do basically is write software that will bypass that security feature so that they can, you know, just keep trying passwords all the livelong day until they eventually unlock the phone.
Right. And then the FBI is confident it can figure out the encryption within, yeah?
Exactly. Okay. But they haven't said for sure that they won't then come back and say, hey, while we're in here, can you also go ahead and unlock the encryption?
Right. Fair enough. Okay. Tim Cook is a businessman. He runs a multi-bajillion dollar company. He is now and has been for years selling this encryption and security as a feature, not a bug. It is a point of business for him. Yeah.
It absolutely is. I think that Apple, you know, a few years back, like you said, really decided that they were going to create the privacy platform. And this is also a personal issue for Tim Cook. He is an activist on this issue. But they said, we want to create that trust with our users. There have been high profile breaches. We want to be the platform you can trust. And they want to keep selling iPhones with that intact. They don't want to become AT&T, who helped the NSA spy on millions, or Yahoo, who helped jail a Chinese dissident. Right. They want to say, you can trust us to protect your information.
Well, speaking of the Chinese and the Russians and any other country you can think of, what do you suppose is to stop them from going to Apple if the court is successful in this and saying, hey, you gave it up to the Fed, you got to give it up to us?
Yeah, that's a huge part of the concern. You know, nobody knows what kind of legal precedent would be created. It isn't the kind of thing where the government could necessarily come back at that and say, look, you did it once, now you are mandated to do it over and over, but it's certainly a slippery slope. And one of the outstanding questions is, let's say Apple caves and they unlock this one phone this one time and somehow manage to call back that security and the FBI doesn't make a copy of that code.
Yeah.
What happens next time? And what happens when China wants that? And I think that is part of the reason that Tim Cook feels very firmly that he needs to stay strong on this.
One more thing and then I'll let you go. Did I miss the press releases from Google and Facebook and Twitter sticking up for Tim Cook and Apple here or what?
Yeah, that's so weird. I guess those got, you know, locked and sucked up in the email vortex somehow. Not a word. And privacy advocates are absolutely all, including Edward Snowden, are already calling on Google and other companies to back them up here because these are companies that haven't been, you know, Google is allowing users to enable strong encryption on their phones, but they haven't drawn this bright line in quite the same way that Apple has.
I'll see you in court, I think, is Apple's line here. Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Guy.